We'll hear first this week from our student friends up at Ely. Mariah Jeske is the teacher there.
Hello, this is the phonology group for the Ely area for the week of January 21st through the 27th. My name is Evelyn Cavalier, and I'm reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our high temperature during the last week was 19 degrees on January 23rd, and our low temperature was negative 38 degrees on January 27th. We are finally at 9 hours of daylight on the 27th. Our actual daylight was 9 hours and 20 minutes. Students were finally noticing that the snow sounds different when walking in these extreme cold conditions. Some students said it sounded more noisy or crunchy. Annabelle and Claire took a sauna at 160 degrees, and when they went outside right after, they were steaming. We received some ice reports. Sagoy Lake has 2 feet of ice. Miners Lake barely has a foot. And Fall Lake finally does not have any slush because it all froze. There are many different animals observed by students over the last week. Some birds seen at bird feeders were redpolls, pine grosbeaks, and black-capped chickadees. Jace caught a 14-inch walleye when out fishing over the weekend. Blake had a wolf rock through his yard, which startled several deer that then ran off in different directions. A coyote was seen by Silas on the drive between Babbitt and Ely. When listened to the backyard almanac in class, we learned that the coyotes are becoming more active because it is their breeding season. Sylvia saw snowshoe hare tracks in her backyard, and Max saw a bull moose with antlers on his drive back from Two Harbors. We're staying warm in this extreme cold. Thanks for listening. We will be back soon to report more observations.
Thank you very much. What a nice job. And lots of things to talk about. Wolves, moose, coyotes, snowshoe hares, cold weather, fish. Great weather up there. Great situation. And we're glad to hear from you up in Ely. Thank you so much.